This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials concluded their talks in Alaska Friday after a dramatic opening round laid bare the depth of the tensions between the world's two largest economies at the outset of the Biden administration. Speaking to reporters, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. had been clear-eyed coming into the talks. The Chinese delegation did not speak to reporters as they exited. The run-up to the talks in Anchorage, which followed visits by U.S. officials to allies in Japan and South Korea, was marked by a flurry of moves by Washington that showed it was taking a tough stance, as well as by blunt talk from Beijing warning the United States to discard illusions that it would compromise. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Asian American leaders in Georgia to address the fatal shootings of 8 people and denounce racism and hate. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president says it's heart-wrenching to hear the fear of Asian Americans who've been vilified and attacked because of COVID-19, and regardless of whether it was hate or sex or something else behind the Georgia spa killings.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
And urged Congress to pass a COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Biden offered sympathy to the victims' families and lamented the manner of death.
Another example of a public health crisis of gun violence.
Vice President Harris spoke of the long, sad history of racism against Asian Americans.